WRXR-FM, Walden, Chattanooga. A production of Whitfield Media Group. This is the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Now, live, here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Happy Monday, everybody, and welcome into the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday at this time. And we're fixing, that's F-I-X-I-N apostrophe, we're fixing to get you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Road course race weekend, which means OMG SFG. Oh, Shane Van Gisbergen, the Sean Whitfield of NASCAR, gets another win, his first of the year. Another guy moves up the point standings and is pretty much going to make the playoffs. And, you know, kind of in an exciting fashion. It's like he let everybody else do good and then at the end decided to put this thing to bed. So we got a lot to talk about. Plus, where does NASCAR go next after SVG's dominant run? Good run from Michael McDowell, too. Who all did well? At road course race, who wishes they could go over again, and who's just looking to move down the line. We'll talk about that and more this hour, so sit back, relax. It ought to be a good one. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sitting across from me, in the going with the baby blue, definitely an exercise shirt and definitely special ordered in his patented Smedium. It is Sean Whitfield with the Whitfield Media Group.
Oh, my goodness. We already fixing to get off on a crazy start. And you come up with that fixing at the beginning. And you said FSG, and then you went back to SVG.
So SVG.
You're just kind of all over the place.
Listen, I'm just full. I had a drink of this monster. I just can't stop.
Is that
can't
what it
stop,
is?
Can't stop, won't stop.
Yeah.
You know what?
And actually, you're styling some fancy new glasses.
These ain't new, and they ain't fancy, but I've been wearing my contacts again after wearing glasses for a long time. And I have now realized that if I'm going to see things up close, I've got to have these old man readers.
I was going to say, old people wear the ones where you pull them apart and they stick together by a magnet. And I notice that's what you're wearing.
These are just handy. If this is what old people wear, then they're ahead of the game.
I've not even reached that level of glasses.
That's always fun. You know, when you're constantly learning, getting older. I turned 47 in what, 3 weeks, 2 weeks, something like that.
Man, 47.
And now if I'm wearing contacts, I can't really read up close, which is super fun to learn.
47 years old.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you like to just turn your health around and get on some sort of workout regimen and start working out with Alfredo or Zato or whatever the personal trainer was that you were telling me about? And
first of all, that is not nice to say about my trainer.
And his be back in another Spartan race.
His name is Fernando.
Fernando, that's what it was.
He runs Body by Nando. Or
Body by Nando.
It's not Body by Nando, but it's over there. And you know what? My first session was today.
Their
big shot. So
wow.
You want to just...
Wasn't that a prime opportunity for me to bring it
you
up?
You just want to Fox News it and keep saying other untrue things while we're at it?
I'm glad that I'm going this direction because I want to hear how your first day went.
It went good. Fernando is... first of all, he's... jacked, but he's very much into
wait, define your definition of jacked.
Okay, not like
is it under the Sean Whitfield definition of
no
what I would describe jack or jacked or what.
So he's not, he probably wouldn't go into the Mr. Chattanooga content, like the
he wouldn't be in the Chattanooga Fitness Expo.
No,
I bet he would,
but he could, like he could, but he's not jacked that way. Like he's super ripped and he is buff, don't get me wrong.
So he's kind of a CrossFit kind of jack.
But yeah, he's not like the dude,
a bodybuilding jack.
Yeah, he's not the guy that this statue you have that's curling all this weight. He's not that guy. But I mean, he probably could. Dude is ripped.
How old is he?
Nando is mid 30s.
Okay.
So But anyway, he's big into, hey, it's about movement. It's about, you know, things to make your life better, not just sitting in here trying to pound out as many reps as you can so you can go, you know, crush some creatine or whatever. So the things we did today, very starter level stuff, but he had me, because it's all based on balance and everything. So towards the end of it, doing some very simple exercises without a lot of weight, my legs were shaking so bad just holding my own body weight up that tomorrow is going to be super fun getting out of bed.
Was you working the whole body or just specific body parts?
We pretty much we did mostly lower body, a little bit of upper body today. It's mainly, you know, everything you do engages the core. There was some stretching that, you know, that by the time you're done stretching, you're sweating. It's trying to get the hips to open up and all that good stuff. Just, you know, get buff, but functional movement buff.
What was this? With dumbbells, with free weight,
I did free machines. Did free weights today. He said, "For the first month, I'm not allowed to be near a barbell." He's like, "We've got to work on the foundation, the core, and all that before you get under there and hurt yourself." It's cool with me.
Did you find out if there was a core?
Have you gotten into that yet? Whatever I was engaging during these things is not going to be fun tomorrow.
So how long did this last?
About an hour.
Okay, so each session's an hour?
Yeah, about an hour. So, you know. But the good thing is, it felt good. I've always enjoyed working out. I'm not a good self-starter. I have to be accountable to someone. It flew by, even though there were some parts that were, I definitely left there completely soaking wet. You know, it's, so it was good, but I don't feel... You know, people that go in, and we've all done this, you go in and you go just hardcore the first day, mm-hmm. and then you can't lift your arms tomorrow. I feel like I'll get around just fine tomorrow, but I'm definitely going to be able to tell that I did some moving.
Hmm.
So
interesting.
We'll see.
Good for you.
And then then next week, we dive into the eating regimen and all that. So
Wait, you say next week. You're only going once a week?
No, I'm saying twice. I'm going twice a week.
Okay.
But... next week is when he's like, hey, let's just get you going, get you used to
so
this.
You're with him twice a week. Are you going to
twist with a T? Or twist that's how they say it in Chickamauga. Twist.
Two times.
Once.
You're gonna be with him two times a week.
Mm-hmm.
Is he encouraging you to do a day or two on
yes.
your own?
He said that will come. He said, but at first I just want you to concentrate on what we're doing. He said, don't go out there, everybody gets gung-ho and they want to go work out five times a week, and you're not in a regimen yet. He said, concentrate on this, and we'll build towards that. That's cool.
Hmm. Wow. Impressed.
Yeah. Old Nando. He's got it.
And what's the name of his business?
You know what? I wish you would.
But he's located there on East Brainerd Road.
East Brainerd Road, right by Elders Ace Hardware.
Okay. Yeah.
Good. All right. Super good dude. And so, you know, this small world thing. He played baseball in college for Bryant in Dunlap.
Or Dayton.
Dayton, whatever.
Yeah.
Get her Dunlap and a good old Dayton. But his first 2 years was at a small school in Oklahoma in a little area called Tishomingo, which is about 30 minutes from Ardmore, Oklahoma. I know so many people in Tish, it's not funny.
Hmm.
So small world, right?
So y'all know some of the same people?
I don't know any of the same people, but... You know, back then I did.
Yeah.
But yes, I've been through Tishomingo 100 times.
Well, I would like to see you keep this going for at least 6 months to a year. And then
if I do, will you double my pay?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. And I'll even come watch you do the next Spartan race.
No, there's no watching. You have to be in it.
I don't know about that. That ain't my cup of tea. I have a lot of respect for anybody that can do one of those. But, that, you know, I'm too big a boy to be doing the Spartan race.
So the first thing I want to do is just, and like Mrs. Orr is actually for this. Cause the other day she goes, you know, you could lose a few pounds. I was like, whoa, well, Mrs. Orr coming out hot.
She did accuse you about a year ago having man boobs.
Exactly. So that's the,
did that come up
that
again?
That is the first thing we've got to cure. I've got to have my pool body ready. And then we can work on another Spartan. And
well,
all
if you want to get your pool body ready, you should have started on this in January.
Well, listen.
Pool season's happening almost like in a week or two.
Sean, the very best time to do it was a long time ago. The next best time is right now.
So Mrs. Orr.
It's like investing.
The Mrs. best, Orr is in favor of all
the
this.
The best time to start a 401k is when you're 22 years old.
Yeah.
The second best time is right now.
Right now. Okay.
Just get on it.
So Mrs. Orr is behind that. So she's in favor of spending the money. So that's good.
Well, it's not her money. So yeah, she's cool with it.
Okay. Well, that's a good deal.
It doesn't come out of her portion.
Yeah.
This is the stuff I got to ask her for. You know, yeah. She gives me, it's like getting my porridge.
So how else was the weekend?
It's good, man. Played some golf up at Tennessee National. It was gorgeous. It's just a beautiful weekend. And did Mother's Day. Went and had some food and worked in the yard yesterday for Mother's Day while I let Mama Bear take a nap. So there you go. How about you? What'd you do? Did you go see Stanley and your mom?
I did. I went had dinner with them. Kim and I had dinner with them last night. And so that was good. Got to... actually, I've seen them twice, and yesterday and then last weekend. I'm trying to make it a little higher priority in spending time with them. They're both in their 80s now. So you know how that goes. You just never know. And so anyway, yeah, it was good. And got some good yard work in, watched some good NASCAR racing. Still taking care of 2 yards. So, you know, that takes up some time. Got my gym time in both days, so... Life's good.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Good weekend.
Of course, SVG, not SFG, pretty much dominated.
Hey, there's some people who call him SFVG.
Yeah.
But, yes.
I mean, there's just no question about it. And we kind of all anticipated, I mean, that he was going to take control, and he did, leading 74 of 100 laps. And Trackhouse Racing needed something to be happy about, because so far that race team hasn't had a lot to be proud and happy about this year. So it was good to see some motivation and enthusiasm and momentum go into that organization. I want to see that organization do well. I've always been impressed and a fan of Justin Marks, team owner.
You know, it's I was thinking about this before the race. So, you know, you never want trying to think of another comp with a different sport, but because NASCAR is so different, but you never want it almost to be a foregone conclusion, right? Maybe when Michael Jordan went to the NBA playoffs, you kind of knew he was going to win, even though there were some awesome games, and that's not really even a good comparison because there were some amazing basketball. Mm-hmm. But he has been so dominant at the road course race. It was almost cool that he didn't win the last time we went to a road course race, because you just don't want him to win it every time, you know? But he's also so likable, and Trackhouse is a team you kind of want to cheer for, that it was fun that we started this. He's still the favorite, still had to work for it, but was still able to dominate and go out and get a win. It just turned out to be great, and it was a heck of a day for him and Trackhouse, but it was good to see SVG, I don't know, just kind of show everybody else how it's done.
Yeah. Yes, I would totally agree. His first race was in 2023 when he in 2023 he was 3-time Australian Supercar champion. And then his first cup race was in 2023 at the Chicago Street Course. So that's where we were first introduced to Shane Van Gisbergen. And this was his 7th NASCAR Cup Series career.
How many guys don't have 7 wins in the Cup Series?
Oh, yeah.
And that drove forever. And here he is moving the way up the list, just picking up road courses and putting them down.
Here's what's fascinating about the whole road course situation right now is back years ago, 10 years and beyond, you know, we used to talk about the old so-called road course ringers. And then we got away from that, and we saw and determined that about any driver on the track had the ability to win a race, some more than others, but there wasn't really much of a situation of road course ringers. Well, Shane Van Gisbergen has proven that there's no such thing as road course ringers. There's only a road course ringer.
Yeah. Road course.
And that is him.
Road course king.
That is exactly right. And he has proven that every time he gets into that race car on a road course. All right, we want to thank all of you out there for joining us and making us a part of your Monday as we continue to talk NASCAR for 25 years here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, as we broadcast live from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. We got a lot more NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shalafin Road and I-75.
Ready for a home upgrade in Catoosa County? This is Blake Watson with Epic Realty, and you could have a stunning 5-bedroom home that backs up to a 15-acre lake with your own private dock. The views from the back deck are amazing. The home is well-maintained and ready for you to move in at 87 Cherokee Lake Drive in Ringgold, Georgia. Call me for a tour, 423-315-1815. Blake Watson with Epic Realty, 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize U is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nooga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize U podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
When you have an appetite for Mexican food, I've got the place for you. Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill is your destination for fresh, delicious burritos, tacos, nachos, salads, and quesadillas. I have their grilled chicken bowl, and I choose each fresh ingredient just the way I like it. Go to Dos Bros Fresh Mexican Grill today. Located at 2396 Lifestyle Way, Suite 114 in East Brainerd, just behind the Embassy Suites. For more information, visit Dos Bros online at dosbros.com.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nooga Dentistry. Nooga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nooga Dentistry Studio. Find Nooga Dentistry online at noogadentistry.com.
I'm Blake Watson. Join Sean Whitfield and me every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. for Your Home Radio, presented by Blake Watson with Epic Realty on 98.1 The Lake, featuring a variety of topics all related to your home.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back. It's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield show up each and every Monday at 6, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and info you need to know. Today, going to recap the road course race at Watkins Glen. Saw Shane Van Gisbergen, or as Sean Whitfield calls him, SVG. Saw him get the win, his first of the season, first for Trackhouse Racing. Good for him. And, of course, here in a little while, we'll turn our attention towards Dover. Then we've got Charlotte, Nashville, Michigan, Pocono, and the San Diego Street Course. So some good races coming up, plus the All-Star Race right around the corner as well. So lots of good racing coming up in NASCAR. Sean, before the break, you started talking about how many wins SVG has. So, you know me, being such a crack researcher, I'd like to play a little game with you. Who's got more wins, this guy or SVG? Are you ready? Because if you look at the NASCAR all-time win list, we obviously know Richard Petty, 200, never to be caught. Number two. Who is number two? You should know this. Right in front of your favorite driver. David Pearson, Sean Whitfield, followed by Jeff Gordon, Bobby Allison, Darrell Waltrip, and then Jimmy Johnson, who has tied with Richard Petty for them and Dale Earnhardt for the most championships at seven. So anyway, and then, you know, the list starts heading down. Tons of people had one win. You've got a bunch that had two. And then it's a whole lot of drivers that I would have thought maybe had more wins that don't, that now SVG is ahead of. Or is he? So let's play a game, Sean.
And you just think about the number of drivers that never got a win their entire career in the Cup Series.
It's crazy. So I want to play this game with you. It's called Who's Got More Wins, This Guy or SVG? Let's go with someone a little more current. Sean, who's got more wins, Alex Bowman or SVG?
Alex Bowman.
By one. He has eight. SVG now has seven.
I would have thought Alex had more than eight.
That's some of these names are shocking. All right, who's got more wins? Fan favorite Ward Burton or SVG?
SVG.
SVG Ward Burton's got five. Who's got more wins? Sean, your favorite driver of all time, Jeremy Mayfield or Shane Van Gisbergen?
Jeremy Mayfield.
Jeremy Mayfield has five. Shane Van Gisbergen,
man,
seven.
I'm finally missed one.
All right. Kyle Petty just came into town for a ride. Who's got more wins, Kyle Petty or SVG?
SVG.
Kyle Petty has eight.
Oh, man.
You have really fallen off here.
I wouldn't have thought that.
All right. Here's an easy one. Hall of Famer Alan Kulwicki. Who's got more wins, he or Shane Van Gisbergen?
Alan Kulwicki.
Alan Kulwicki has five. Shane Van Gisbergen, seven.
Man, throw me some softballs.
It does not take long to realize that there's a lot of really famous drivers that didn't have that many wins.
Mm-hmm.
Ross Chastain or Shane Van Gisbergen?
I'm going to go SVG.
By one. He's got seven. Ross Chastain has six. And then here's the tiebreaker. Jamie McMurray or Shane Van Gisbergen?
SVG.
It's a tie. That was cheating. So just some other drivers that kind of surprised me. Ken Schrader, four. SVG now has more wins.
Ken, he had a notable career as far as popularity, was with some good teams, but he didn't win a lot of races.
Bobby Hamilton only had four wins.
Bobby was very well known in the Craftsman Truck Series in the day.
Everybody, he had the Camel.
Yeah, I remember Bobby won at Talladega one year because he was our guest up in the suite afterwards.
Ralph Moody, Hall of Famer, had five wins. Morgan Shepherd, four wins. Stenhouse Jr., four. Go down the list a little
bit. I wonder how many one-time wonders there are.
Elliot Sadler, only three wins, and he was very popular to only have three wins. That's kind of shocking.
Yeah, he was with some notable, prominent teams and sponsors.
Ricky Craven won one of the most exciting races of all time, only two wins. So Steve Park too. I mean, there's you've got a really long list of one wins, but
Ricky Craven was somewhat of a popular driver, never had much success in victory lane.
Marcos Ambrose, I mean, that dude was everyone loved him. Two wins. Brian Vickers, only three. This is kind of shocking when you get Robbie Gordon, dude raced in everything, only won three Cup Series races. So I guess my point is how difficult it is
to win a cup race.
It shows you how difficult it is to win a cup race, and it shows you if you're really good at winning one kind of cup race, and they keep adding those kind of cup races, you're going to quickly climb up the list.
And then if you really break it down to determine who the team owners were, even tells you more that what team you're with and how well they're funded has a lot to do with ending up in victory lane.
So if SVG wins three more races and gets to 10, which I don't think it'd be kind of stupid to bet against that happening. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's tied with Hall of Famer Donnie Allison and with Clint Bowyer and Sterling Marlin. I mean, those are some pretty big names in the sport. And SVG just continues to climb up the list.
Man, you are full of NASCAR knowledge today.
Nah, I'll tell you what, that's just what I do.
Let me ask you a little trivia question, and I heard this today, and I thought it was pretty interesting. Through the years, Hendrick Motorsports, especially Kyle Larson, has been known as an organization that has always performed well on road courses, either winning them or at least in the top five. Yesterday is the first time in 20 plus years that not one single one of their cars even made it into the top 20.
Wow.
With Hendrick Motorsports. Man. Not even one made it in the top 20.
That was always the top stable. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at this list, and the higher you go, the more drivers for Hendrick you find.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, just real quick, and then I'll get off this, but looking at the list of all-time winners, and, you know, of course, it's all Hall of Fame as you get higher up there. Kyle Busch, 63 wins. That's top 10. It's remarkable. Denny Hamlin, 61. But he's the only guy that doesn't have the title next to his name. Yeah. The next highest driver with wins to never have a title, Junior Johnson.
Hmm.
Never was a champion. And then after that, at 40 wins, who do you think, Sean? You know this one. Finished second a lot. Still very famous. People love him.
Mark Martin.
Yeah. So that is, you look at that list and you realize Denny's got to be just absolutely eaten up with trying to get a championship.
And last year was the closest.
Last year was it.
I'm
worried that last year was it. And, you know, at his age and this time, you know, you're just a bad race.
I mean, he got robbed. I mean, it's just that simple. He got robbed. He should have had that. He deserved that. And of course, it's racing, you know. No guarantees, no promises of how it's going to end. And many times it will fool you. And what you expect is going to be the final outcome.
You know what? You never know what you're watching until, you know, you get a little. It's like the older you get, you never realize how much fun you're having. You look back, whatever. Jimmy Johnson.
Kind of like marriage.
That's right. You know how good you had it. Jimmy Johnson won a championship in 06, 07, 08, 09, and 10.
I mean, just. And now he can't even beg for a top 30 finish.
And his last championship was 10 years ago in 2016. So, I mean, dude, just what a run.
And this is what frustrates me about Jimmy Johnson, and I've expressed this before, is he keeps running these races and he finishes dead last or one of the, you know, last few drivers, and he's going to go down in the minds of the new generation as the driver that, you know, was just okay. And he's going to go down in the generation of the young generation as a team owner. And anytime you see Richard Petty show up anywhere, people honor and respect him and know his legacy. And I don't know that a lot of the young generation looks at Jimmy Johnson the same.
They don't look at him the same because, I mean, there's only one king.
I know, but they should.
In this generation.
He should have that same level of respect and notoriety, in my opinion.
He had the hat. He had the commercials. He was a Petty. I mean, it's just baked in. And he's the king. But if you think Jimmy Johnson doesn't
look
walk
at what
anywhere
all Jimmy
and
Johnson
not
accomplished.
Get respected. I mean, there is
I don't think the young generation really gives him what he deserves.
I don't think that matters. What do you care? I mean, you think he cares? No. Listen, he has got the ultimate. If anyone ever is like, well, what about, hey, scoreboard?
I bet you if you've set out an autograph table, line up for Jimmy Johnson, line up for Richard Petty.
Jimmy you Johnson and I would go to Richard Petty.
I know.
He's Richard Petty.
I know, but that's our generation. I'm talking about even down into the young generation.
Oh, I just don't
would
think
they even
matters.
Show up or even start to get in? Would there be that long line for Jimmy Johnson?
I don't think it would be that big a deal. he is still one of the all-time greats.
Hey, I'm going to share some news about Racing Talk Radio that I was going to share with you in our Racing Talk Radio board meeting, but heck, I'll just share it
well,
now
here live on the radio. We're having one right now.
Yeah, I'll just share with you live on the radio. We're going to, or I'm going to start a new little fun segment that I've been thinking about this for a while. Oh, God. And so I've put a lot of thought into this, and I've done a lot of research, and it's going to be called Where Are They Now? And I'm going to choose one driver on a regular basis that was a big name back in their day, may have had success, may not have, but it was a name that, you know, people followed and was a fan of that has like disappeared. And it's going to be called Where Are They Now?
Okay, I'm down.
And I'm going to share with you and our listening audience where they are now. Don't you think that'd be pretty cool to
listen
to, talk about and listen to each week?
I think it would be super cool. And the thing is, it could, like, you think about, I was just looking at this list. Think about how popular Tony Stewart is and was. Mm-hmm. But what the heck's he doing right now?
He's drag racing.
Yeah. Like, what are you doing now?
Yeah. But I'm talking about names of drivers. For example, let's take Ricky Rudd. What's Ricky
Rudd
doing?
What is old Ricky Rudd doing?
What is Morgan Shepherd doing now? What is Elliot Sadler doing?
Kirk Shelmerdine.
Yeah. What is Ricky Craven doing now? I just think that'd be fascinating conversation.
All right. Then there
what do you think?
You're going to have this.
Do I get your board vote?
Are you going to have this like brought to you by Metamucil or something because they're a bunch of old people? Brought to you by...
I'm seeking help from the assisted living facility down the road.
Brought to you by Prevagen.
I just think it'd be cool. It's my idea as far as NASCAR.
It's also your show.
But I stole the idea from one of the shows I think used to be on VH1 or MTV.
Yeah, you know, where are they now?
Where are they now?
Yeah.
As far as bands and artists and that kind of thing. And I always found that fascinating, especially people that have had, say, only 4 or 5 year careers.
And they're out there just doing normal people stuff.
Yeah. Here's another name. You remember David Ruderman?
Yeah. What is old David Ruderman?
I don't know. That's what we're going to talk about.
The 44.
I mean, David Ruderman had a successful career in trucks. And back in the Busch Series days, had some success in the Cup Series, but it was sort of short-lived. So we're going to talk about where some of those drivers are.
As was Michael Waltrip. Yeah, you want to ask a guy like that, like, if you had to do it over again, would you have taken a job with Michael Waltrip Racing?
Yeah. All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we are going to break down the results of the Gold Bowling at the Glen, as well as get you up to date on driver standings. Also, we've got plenty of news in the world of NASCAR. And we're going to talk about one of the NASCAR drivers got invited to the Met Gala. The MET Gala.
It's the gala, I believe. But
and we're going to talk about how that happened and what driver it was.
Very famous. I know exactly who it was.
We got all that and more straight ahead. And we want to thank all of you again for joining us. If you miss any portion of today's broadcast, you can find us tomorrow morning at your favorite podcast platform. Just search Racing Talk Radio Download. That's Racing Talk Radio Download. Or go to our website at racingtalkradio.com. More NASCAR straight ahead. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
Did you miss last week's Vital Health Radio? Is there a guest you want to hear again? Or maybe because of your busy schedule, you only had time to listen to part of an episode? Well, we can solve all those problems with Vital Health Radio On Demand. Check out our website at vitalhealthradio.com. Click on past shows. Or go to your favorite podcast location, search Vital Health Radio Download. You'll find all of your past shows at your convenience. Then click on the subscribe button for all future shows. We're making life better for your busy lifestyle, a production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Vector Security can create you a home automation solution that will give you the convenience and peace of mind of being able to control your security system, lights, locks, video, thermostat, and more, all from your Vector Security app.
Vector Security provides professional alarm and security system monitoring to ensure your home is well protected against all threats.
Vector Security has 24/7 expert security monitoring, lifetime satisfaction guarantee, complete home automation, and is 100% wireless.
Choose Vector Security. Find them online at vectorsecurity.com.
Listen up, Chattanooga. We've got a radio show that's just for you.
On the Move Radio on 98.1 The Lake each Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're a radio show that's all about Chattanooga.
Join Sean Whitfield, Amy Morrow, and Barry Quarter as we discuss government, events, entertainment, lifestyle, and so much more.
For past shows, check out onthemoveradio.com or find us on all major podcast platforms. Just search On the Move Radio Download.
A production of the Whitfield Media Group.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
At Silverdale Baptist Church, we exist to lead people into an authentic relationship with Christ so they will worship God, grow in their faith, and then serve the Lord. Learn more about us and discover a campus and service time that fits you best at SilverdaleBC.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Sean Whitfield, Casey Orr, each and every Monday, getting you up to speed on all the NASCAR news and information. Today, talking about Shane Van Gisbergen's big win at Watkins Glen, his first of the year, first for Trackhouse Racing. Probably not his last of the year, though. Still got a few more road course races. And, of course, 7 wins for his career now puts him in some pretty esteemed company. So getting a late start on it, being his age. So still got time to climb up that leaderboard. But it's not crazy to start talking about, are we seeing the best road course driver of all time? So we'll see. And we've got races coming up. We've got another road course race. Let's see, Sean, when did I say that was going to be? We are heading to the San Diego road course race coming up in June. So won't be long now. Maybe he can get a win. And will SVG ever turn it on during the oval tracks? If so, that's bad news for everybody else.
Yeah, and another interesting piece of news regarding Watkins Glen is NASCAR has already announced they've made the decision that Watkins Glen will be part of the NASCAR Chase, moving it to September 2027.
I'm a fan of that. I think Watkins Glen, it's the longest running road course.
I would say that's correct.
I remember as a kid getting a NASCAR Nintendo game, and Watkins Glen was one of the courses you could drive. So it's been around a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's a good idea. I think it's deserving to be in the chase. And I think it's good that periodically NASCAR mixes up the tracks that are in the final 10 races of the year.
Yeah. You know, they've got there's weather considerations. You got to look at the historical data and all that, but that would make sense to do it up there before it gets too cold. I think it'd be awesome.
Yeah. One other point, and we'll cover this more at the tail end of the show, and that is the fact it's hard to believe the All-Star race is already here.
I know.
It's going to be coming up next weekend, and then to think too that it's not at Charlotte or it's not at what was it, North Wilkesboro last year?
Yeah.
Now it's at Dover. So that's got a little different feel and vibe to it.
Yeah, well, we'll see. I've got some stuff to throw at you for the All-Star fan vote. I was going to get your input on that in a little bit.
Sounds good. All right, let's get into the results of the race at Watkins Glen. And, of course, SVG, his seventh victory in 62 NASCAR Cup Series races. Of course, it's his first victory of the year, his third top 10 finish, and his second victory so far in three races at Watkins Glen. Michael McDowell had a great day. Came in second. Posted his third top 10 finish in 17 races at Watkins Glen. Ty Gibbs came in third. Hits his second top 10 finish in five races at Watkins Glen. And Ty Gibbs is having a successful year so far, especially after getting the first win of his career. Moving on down the list, four-spot Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick continues to run well and pour out those either wins or top five finishes. He came in fifth spot. Austin Dillon, shocking surprise, started 25th and came in sixth. That's got to be his best finish of the year.
Listen,
at least close
you're not even to the shocking surprise yet.
Seventh spot, A.J. Allmendinger. And what's up with this? We got a double.
There's the real surprise.
Double success of RCR. Kyle Busch came in eighth spot. That's got to be like a victory for Kyle Busch.
That is the by far and away the best he's run all year.
Ninth spot, Austin Cindric. And 10th, John Hunter Nemechek.
Other drivers of note, Ryan Blaney in 11th, Chris Buescher 12th, followed by Denny Hamlin 16th, Eric Jones 19th, Christopher Bell 21st, Kyle Larson 23rd, Chase Elliott 24th, Alex Bowman 25th. Talked about the drivers for Hendrick. There's 23, 24, 25. Not a great day. Ross Chastain 27th, Carson Hocevar 28th, Bubba Wallace, poor run for him, 29th, and Brad Keselowski in 30th. Go down a little bit. You got Josh Berry 32nd, and in William Byron 36th, and in the very bottom, Joey Logano. So bad day for Joey.
Yeah, it's just not been Joey Logano's year.
Yeah, just can't seem to catch a break.
Ever since he went with a hairstyle or the hairdo he's got with now, which is no hair,
it's thrown off his aerodynamics.
I mean, it's just not working
it's
for
too
him.
Too fast.
Yeah. So we'll have to see if he can get that turned around. We need to send some more credibility out to three drivers. SVG, 74 laps led. Michael McDowell led five, and Ty Gibbs, 17 laps.
Gibbs feels like
in the lead.
He's going to have one of those years that was like, oh, it's he's having improvement. Oh, he got a win. He's going to mess around and be there at the end of the year. This seems to be the year that he's starting to figure everything out, and that 54 team is putting it together.
Yeah, there were four caution flags for 12 laps, and six lead changes among four drivers. All right, moving along into the driver standings in the NASCAR Cup Series after the race at Watkins Glen. We got Tyler Reddick still leading by a long shot. The point spread just gets wider, 129 points ahead of second place, Denny Hamlin.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, Chase Elliott, 145 points behind the leader. Ryan Blaney is in fourth spot, 162. And boy, this sounds strange. Chris Buescher. He's in fifth spot.
Top five.
But 192 points behind the leader. And that's where you end up being in fifth spot in the driver's standings right now.
There's a lot of people that would trade spots with him right now. Ty Gibbs, six, followed by Carson Hocevar, Kyle Larson, Brad Keselowski, and Bubba Wallace ran out the top 10. And you got Christopher Bell, William Byron, Ryan Preece in the top 15. Daniel Suarez also hanging in there, 14th. Austin Cindric, 15th. And joining the party after his win is Shane Van Gisbergen, and he has moved up to 16th spot. He has one victory, the lowest running driver with victory. So
if the chase was to begin today,
the chase were to start today,
what would happen?
So SVG is 284. He has 283 points this year and is 284 points behind your points leader. That just shows you how good a year Tyler Reddick's having. And now on the outside looking in, Sean, Chase Briscoe, Joey Logano, he's moving up, but still Ross Chastain, Austin Dillon. Kyle Busch did move up to 24th, so he's inside the top 25. And Stenhouse Jr., 27th. Rough day going for some of those.
So Shane Van Gisbergen is the highest driver as far as points goes in the driver's standings. He's in 16th spot. They got rid of Daniel Suarez, and he's in 14th spot, driving for Spire Motorsports. So as devastated as Daniel Suarez was feeling at the end of last year, losing the job with Trackhouse Racing, he's in a little bit better place this year. At least he's much higher in the driver's standings than any other driver with Trackhouse.
That's true, but I still probably like SVG's long-term outlook right now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So it is all indications it's going to be another SVG year as far as road course racing goes, and he is definitely going to be the one to be paying the bills at Trackhouse Racing because he's going to be one of the only drivers in that organization that's going to be getting a lot of TV time if things continue on the way they're going for that organization. So big day for those guys. When you look at the top 10 of the driver standings, anything stand out, surprise you, get your attention?
Yeah. Kyle Busch and Austin Dillon. Who knew that, you know, RCR was also in the road course game. And, you know, it kind of makes you feel bad. Remember when the Dinger, when A.J. Allmendinger was your road course guy? Well, I mean, he finished seventh, which is still great for he and his team. But it's, you know, he is no longer the alpha when it comes to road course.
Now, when I look at what surprises me or stands out to me in the top 10 of the driver standings, the first thing that catches my attention is the fact that Kyle Larson's in eighth spot. Ty Gibbs, Chris Buescher. Some of those drivers that necessarily you wouldn't expect to be as sitting as well as they are in the driver standings are all ahead of Kyle Larson. Kyle Larson is the second driver among the Hendrick organization to be in the top 10.
Yeah, they're just off this year. Hasn't really been dominant at any point in the season. So, it's not often they're the ones having to figure things out, but the second half of the year, they certainly are.
All right, it's time for us to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some news in the world of NASCAR. We'll share with you the driver that had the opportunity to put on the old Christian Dior tux. And then also we'll talk a little bit about the All-Star Race coming up this weekend, as well as Casey will share with us the five drivers that are seeking a vote getter to make it into the All-Star Race. And you can also catch the All-Star Race on Fox Sports 1.
I'm interested to know who you think is going to win this thing.
I don't know. We'll break it all down and talk about it when we come back. We got more NASCAR straight ahead as we continue to broadcast from the Nuga Dentistry Studio. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield. Stay with us.
Chattanooga's home for NASCAR. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7.
At Texas Roadhouse, they're famous for their hand-cut steaks, fall-off-the-bone ribs, made-from-scratch sides, ice-cold beer, and their irresistible fresh-baked bread.
They take great care in everything they prepare, served with big smiles at a great value.
Texas Roadhouse is always focused on providing legendary food and legendary service.
Download their mobile app, place an order, and pick up curbside. Texas Roadhouse, located at Shelton Road and I-75.
Hey folks, this is Misty Bolt, otherwise known as Medicare Misty. Yes, I'm a real person, and yes, I help people answer real Medicare questions every day. 10,000 people are turning 65 daily. If you or your parents have questions, don't trust an 800 number, junk mail, or a national.com. Trust a real person that lives in your community and serves your community. Medicare Misty. Find out more about me and my team at MedicareMisty.com. MedicareMisty.com.
Not affiliated by or endorsed by any governmental agency. Plans depend on zip code. We may not have all plans. Go to Medicare.gov.
Go to your favorite podcast platform and search Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You.
Join Sean Whitfield, Matt Davis, and Darren Johnson for a podcast about fitness, health, and bodybuilding.
We feature the best in fitness and bodybuilding right here in Chattanooga.
You can expect workout advice and fitness tips from two of the best fitness and bodybuilding trainers in Chattanooga.
Many great guests and inspiring conversations.
A lot of laughs and entertainment to go along with it.
Subscribe and follow Chattanooga Fitness Download, presented by Optimize You, today.
We're excited to announce and welcome Nuga Dentistry. Nuga Dentistry specializes in general dentistry, cosmetic dentistry, dental implants, veneers, endodontics, Invisalign, and dental emergencies. Trusted dental care, one great smile at a time. And now, we are officially broadcasting from the Nuga Dentistry studio. Find Nuga Dentistry online at NugaDentistry.com.
Hey, it's Blake Watson with Epic Realty. I'm your Chattanooga and Northwest Georgia realtor, ready to help you make a move to your new home. Find me on Facebook as Blake Watson and on Instagram as Rock and Roll Blake. 888-893-3537.
Save the date, Chattanooga. The Chattanooga Fitness Expo presented by Optimize You is coming July the 11th, 2026. Bodybuilding and fitness at its best. An event you don't want to miss. This year, we're moving the Nuga Dentistry stage from the Convention Center to the brand new Erlanger Park. Listen to the Chattanooga Fitness Download presented by Optimize You podcast for more information and online at ChattanoogaFitnessExpo.com.
Talking NASCAR for over 24 years. Racing Talk Radio on Rock 103.7. Here's Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield.
Welcome back to the program's Racing Talk Radio here on Rock 103.7. Casey and Sean, well, we show up each and every Monday and get you ready to get ready. We get you ready to get ready to watch the race, talk around the water cooler, if that's even a thing anymore.
Or if you don't even get close to watching.
Yeah,
because you're just too busy.
You don't have to. Just show up. We'll tell you all you need to know.
Yeah.
We do this each and every Monday at 6 right here on Rock 103.7. And Sean, let's do a little something you used to do back in Chickamauga, and let's have a popularity contest. What do you say?
Popularity contest.
So we all know that the All-Star Race always has a fan vote element to it. You get to drive your way in, and sometimes in another way you get to be a fan vote. Now, this was also called the Chase Elliott vote for a long time because he just won it each and every year. And before that, it was the Dale Earnhardt. But Chase Elliott, he's earned his way into the race. So it is now left up to five guys that'll be voted on to be your fan vote participants of the 2026 All-Star Race. These are the five guys, Sean: Alex Bowman, Chris Buescher, Noah Gragson, Ryan Preece, and Connor Zillish. Those are your five fan votes. Number one, who do you think's going to win? And number two, is it a good thing that whoever's voting, I mean, the fan vote, are there enough fans to go around to vote for these guys? It seems like there's not a lot of popular driver. If you're popular, or if you've got you won a race last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little shocked Alex Bowman, and he's had some health issues. But in the
you wouldn't expect him to be on the list.
No, normally he's going
to
race his way in.
You would expect him to already be in the race.
I think that's the only name that a casual fan may actually know. Like, you've got to be in it. Chris Buescher, too, I guess.
Well,
Buescher's having a great year so far.
Noah had his little fair share of some controversy and excitement as far as stirring things up in the past a little bit. He even got... he got let go from one of the teams. I was trying to remember the story.
That's some good NASCAR drama, but if you're not...
Yeah, he's been around some drama.
If you're not just a hardcore fan or follower of one of these guys, or I guess in their family, like, I just don't know that... I don't know that anybody outside the NASCAR bubble's going to know who these dudes are. I'm kind of fascinated to see who will win. I think it's Alex Bowman.
So
because it's a good story and it's the only name people are going to recognize.
So you sort of feel like it's going to be like the last election here in Hamilton County. It's going to be probably a small turnout of voters.
Yeah.
They're going to show up to cast their vote.
I think they're going to have to send out a lot of text messages. Don't forget, vote today. And you can vote from the comfort of your home.
And I'm sure their PR department is probably working on a social media campaign.
Oh, absolutely.
Trying to raise awareness and popularity of votes. I have no idea when you look at that list who's got the best shot. I guess my first guess, I'm going to go with Alex Bowman.
I think because that's someone that whose name we recognize. But this is almost NASCAR's.
And had the most success out of those five.
This is also NASCAR's, you know, one of NASCAR's problems encapsulated in one thing. There are some well-known drivers, but I remember a time that you knew all the people on the list. Yeah. And if, you know, you just assumed Junior wasn't going to win, but if he didn't, their other guys were very popular and it was a pretty close contest. I think Bowman's probably going to run away with this thing because people are going to be like, wait, who is it? Well, that's the only name I know. Click.
Yeah. I agree. We got a few minutes left. Some other NASCAR news right now. Ryan Blaney has just signed a new contract with Team Penske. It's likely to keep him with the organization through 2030. This is hard to believe, but Ryan Blaney has, it doesn't surprise me he spent his entire career with Penske because him and Penske certainly go together.
Yeah.
But the fact that he's been in the Cup Series now for 13 years.
I keep thinking of him as the young guy.
He is certainly a veteran driver.
On his way to a Hall of Fame career.
Without any question of that. The Joe Gibbs Racing, Chris Gabehart, Spire trial over whether Gabehart gave Spire Racing any trade secrets in his move from JGR to Spire will be in January of 2027. JGR asked for November. Gabehart and Spire asked for April, and the judge pretty much set it in the middle. So it's expected to be in January 2027.
And Joe Gibbs Racing actually used their recent success as proof that he's stealing secrets, and that's tough because on one hand you could say that, but on the other hand, it's like, well, these guys have to get out and drive as well. And that's also why you hire someone for their knowledge that helps your team be better.
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a trade secret just for someone to know how the business works and how to make a car go fast.
Let's shift our attention to dressing fancy and going to something that is called the Met Gala. I don't know a lot about the Met Gala. That's, you know, kind of out of my league. Can you educate us much on that?
So it is a very Hollywood. So it's in New York. It is a very Hollywood,
very wealthy, rich invitation list.
You wear either outrageous stuff, you know, that will get you photos, and you'll see best and worst dress list based on the Met Gala, or you wear, you know, Christian Dior or whatever all those people are.
Right.
But yes, it is all the famous, fancy, wealthy, cool. It's the cool people, right?
Yeah. Well, Carson Hocevar became one of those cool people.
Yes.
He got invited to the Met Gala and was spotted wearing a gray Christian Dior suit. NASCAR, or Carson Hocevar, shared with the media that NASCAR got a phone call from the Met Gala people, and they saw him win the race at Talladega, and his Chili's fire suit caught their attention, and they thought that he could possibly be into fashion, so they added him to the invitation list, and Carson was able to find somebody that could hook him up with the suit that he needed in order to be able to go. And he said he had a great time and was interviewed on the E! Network while he was at the gala. And that right there is just a simple sign of what's to come for Carson Hocevar.
Absolutely. They didn't call the most popular driver. They didn't call the driver with the most wins. They didn't call the driver with the most championships. They called the most popular, edgy, you know, the it guy, the guy with it. And that I don't know that that's ever been done before. The Met Gala.
I'm not aware of it.
Who is high fashion and cool calls old Southern Sport NASCAR and says, send that guy. I mean, that is, the kids would say he's got Riz, you know, the charisma, but there is something different about this kid. And there is people noticing him that don't notice motorsport, so to speak. And I think it's only good for NASCAR, and his popularity is only going to grow.
He has got the look. He's tall. He's got a great personality. I truly believe that we're going to look three. I'm going to forecast and predict 3 years from now. Carson Hocevar is going to be one of the most popular drivers of NASCAR within the next 3 years. When people outside the sport, when you ask them the question, name one NASCAR driver, and they're not a NASCAR fan, they don't follow the sport, Carson Hocevar, if they can name somebody, is going to be the name that comes out of their mouth. And he is going to be the face of NASCAR 3 years from now.
You heard it here first. Sean Whitfield.
Mark
says,
it down. The show is being
big
recorded.
Thing, face of NASCAR. That's a bold claim.
Would you agree or disagree?
3 weeks ago, I'd have said you're nuts. It is not out of the realm at all.
He is going to be the face in the image that you are going to see in marketing and social media presence in the near future. He is going to be what NASCAR is going. He's a driver that NASCAR is going to be having their image associated with. And if Chili's is smart, they will put some more money behind their marketing campaign and ride that wave.
I completely agree. The question is, what is NASCAR going to do about it? Is NASCAR going to help promote this kid? Are they going to get him front and center because they're finally getting a piece of the attention they so need?
He's got the look, and he's got the personality.
Yeah.
And he's young.
We got to get him some wins. We got to get him on track. Yep.
And he's not scared. He will get out there and go after it. And that's what NASCAR needs. NASCAR needs one person that is willing to do that, because Denny Hamlin's about to be out of the sport.
Kyle Busch is about to be out. Yeah.
Kyle Busch is going out and has been gone out now for a little while. There's nobody else that can carry that torch and take it to the next level. At least the way things stand right now, except for Carson Hocevar.
Sean Whitfield, member number one of the Carson Hocevar Fan Club.
Mark it down.
Boom, there you go.
All right, it's been another fun hour. Any final words, sir?
Enjoy All-Star Race, and let's come back and talk about it next week.
That's right. We'll be back here next Monday, 6 p.m., right here on Chattanooga's Rock Station, Rock 103.7, keeping you up to date with all the latest news in NASCAR on and off the track. For Casey Orr, I'm Sean Whitfield, and thank you for listening.
This has been the fastest hour in radio, Racing Talk Radio, on Rock 103.7, your home for NASCAR. Join Casey Orr and Sean Whitfield each Monday at 6 p.m. on Rock 103.7. Check out our website, and for past shows, racingtalkradio.com. This has been a production of the Whitfield Media Group. From the Randy Boner.